Coming up on this edition of the Word Trip Podcast, we will discuss the Word Trip Book Club selections, have some miscellaneous Word Trip news, and see if we learned anything at all from our first novel writing week. Welcome to the Word Trip Podcast. First thing I want to do is apologize for you having listened to my 3 a.m. scratchy voice and nobody else. I did not yet get arrangements made to have anybody else tied in online or to be sitting across the table from the Mudge. Hopefully, we'll have that rectified the next time. On to novel writing week. Many of you just finished the first Word Trip novel writing week. It's just our own take on NaNoWriMo. We had various levels of commitment because finishing a novel in a month is one thing. Finishing it in a week is borderline insane. Many of us reached our goals. Most of us aimed for a short story. There were a few very ambitious people, including Hiss Monster, who was aiming for a novel and fell a little bit short, but still wrote, I believe, over 30,000 words in a week, which is a very impressive output, and she is the Word Tripper of the Month because of all that output. Well, I wanted to discuss, some of the things that we learned from Novel Writing Week. If you go to writingweek.wordtrip.com, you'll see several essays that I put together during Novel Writing Week for the people who are participating with some encouragement and some advice and some ideas, and I'm just going to pull a little bit of information from those and discuss them here. First off, the first lesson I learned was that I was not prepared enough. It was something I mentioned beforehand to people and gave some ideas on how to prepare. And the one that I like the best comes from the book, From Where You Dream. And basically, for the month or the weeks before you do a large writing session, you get your story in mind, you get your mind in the place where you're going to be working on a story, and you take note cards and write out one scene per card, not the entire scene with details and setting and dialogue, just the idea for the scene. Force yourself to keep from writing that information so that is still burning in the back of your mind, so when you get to writing that scene, you'll have all that information that's been stewing in the back of your head so you can really get a good quality scene. Now, after you've got dozens and dozens of these cards with the little scenes that are going to be making up your novel, take and pick out the one that's going to be your first scene, the one that's going to have that great impact, and then order the rest of them behind them. And then, of course, as you progress through the novel, you will take and reorder them as you get to a point where you realize that, you know, what I had originally isn't going to work. I need to shift some scenes around. Well, I like the idea, and I think I'm going to combine that with setting a higher goal for the next writing week. I'm going to shoot for a half a novel probably, and hoping that by combining these two things, I will manage to reach my goal. And how I'm going to do it is to use a little advice, and I don't remember where I heard it, but basically every night, write out your goals for the next day so that you have them there in front of you. And so what I'm going to do is, at the end of every writing session, I'm going to take my note cards, check the orders, make sure that the next scene that's coming up is going to fit, and then I'm going to figure out what I need to write the next day to stay on task and stay on goal. And I'm going to keep that little bit of information sitting on a piece of paper beside my keyboard and hopefully keep me on task. We are looking at doing some novel editing weeks and more novel writing weeks throughout the year. I think we're probably going to go with 4 novel writing weeks and 4 novel editing weeks. And what we'll probably do is take the month before we do a novel writing week, we'll have an editing week to have given people time to let their stories sit there on the back burner and stew and ruminate on everything that's in them so they can come to them fresh and take a week to do some great editing and tighten up those stories and make them much better and prepare you for another novel writing week. The last thing I wanted to mention on Novel Writing Week is, of course, a huge congratulations to all of those who participated. And even if you didn't reach your goal, I'm sure you got some great writing in and hopefully started some good writing habits that you'll keep up till we have another Novel Writing Week. There are just a couple of miscellaneous things I want to discuss before I get into the Word Trip Book Club discussions. The first one is that we are looking at starting our contest schedule up again. I think for the next year we're going to do just four contests. We haven't decided the exact dates or the fees for them yet, or the prizes, but I think we're looking at probably a winter short story contest that'll start in December and probably in February, a spring poetry contest, a summer short story contest, and a fall short story contest that will be our annual free contest that we missed out on for this year. One of the other things I wanted to mention was that a reminder to everybody that we have the great Word Trip writing groups, a great place for you to get together with other writers, come to wordtrip.com, request to join a group, and people will be able to contribute stories and critique stories and hopefully further their writing craft. And the last thing I want to mention is the Intergalactic Medicine Show. This is a project that Orson Scott Card has started, which is an online science fiction magazine. It's a couple of bucks an issue. So far, it's been really great, and hope everybody goes out there, checks it out. It's at intergalacticmedicineshow.com, or you can get there from hatrack.com, which is Card's personal site. And check it out. If you like what you see, pay the couple of bucks, because I personally think it's a really fascinating new way of presenting fiction, and I'm hoping that it continues on long enough for me to get something published there. Coming up in December on the Word Trip Book Club is The Gray King. It is a small book. It's a Newbery Award winner and number four in a series, but it works well on its own. I recently ordered the entire set from Barnes & Noble or Amazon, and I've listened to it on audiobook and read it from the library, too, already. And I think what I might do for the next podcast is actually break out that audiobook from the library and try and repeat and give you a decent pronunciation guide to some of those Welsh names of places and people, because frankly they don't look the way they're spelled unless you happen to know Welsh. Now, if you are reading The Colorado Kid and you are not done yet and you do not want it spoiled for you, stop the podcast now. This is the last thing we're going to discuss. I'm going to try and keep this brief, since you can just go to wordtrip.com, click on the link in the front page there for the book club and join in the discussion there. I just wanted to mention a couple of things that Ann Blick and I had already discussed. First off, he said he had read an interview somewhere or a letter from Stephen King somewhere that indicated that the Colorado Kid might fit into the Stephen King canon, as it were, which, if you are a reader of the Dark Tower series and have followed his work a lot, apparently with the last couple Dark Tower books, he really tied everything together and kind of implies a Stephen King universe, as it were. I think I like the story better myself personally if I take it on its own as its own story, because I like the fact that it is an interesting little mystery on how the man died, where he came from, how he got to be where he was, from Colorado to Maine, and the time frame and all, and the fact that it was really an unexplained mystery. I don't know that it really fits into the hard case crime series as a hard-boiled detective novel as such, but it was still pretty good. As to how King feels, this ties into some of his advice on writing that he wrote in his book On Writing, where he really talks about how if you're writing a story, you really need to write the story, and if it doesn't pertain to the story, don't include it. Well, with this book, it makes an interesting paradox, as it were, because he's telling a story of the Colorado Kid and his murder or his death and how he got to be in Maine from Colorado, but really that's not the story that King appears to be telling after you finish the book. After you finish the book, you kind of realize, and if you read the back of the book, it mentions that really the book is about the unknown and human nature's need for there to be a resolution. And that's really all I've got this time. I hope you enjoyed this edition of the Word Trip Podcast, and we hope to see you next time. Happy word tripping.